to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and this is the last episode of 2022. Oh my goodness, I cannot explain to you how refreshing and how exciting it is to finally say that. Y'all, it has been a year. Oh my goodness. Am I the only one that's feeling that? I felt like this year was different. I know coming off of 2020, that was rough for everyone with COVID. And then 2021 was even worse because it was more or less the same thing with different stipulations that were changing every 2 minutes. And now we're finally here and things have started to come back into a more refined sense of normalcy. And yet, at the same token, this year is one of the most trying years I've ever had to go through. This year tested me. It tested me really hard. This year put me in leadership positions that I didn't expect to be in for a long time. This year made me really look at what I value and what I expect of not only my peers, but myself. And really take a hard look at how effective I've been with all that. This year made me really appreciate myself. I spent a lot of time working on myself this year. Countless hours of just jotting down on my notepad and going, here are some things about you that I want to address for future reference, and then coming back to that note and going, yeah, let's work on this a little bit. I didn't think that would be that powerful, and here I sit looking back on myself from January, and I don't even know that guy anymore, y'all. I really don't. It's hard to put to words, but through doing all of this work and being thrust into these situations where I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to sink or swim, and just looking at it and going, nah, we're going to figure this out. Because if you don't, well, then you don't. Those are really your only two options. And obviously, the only two options that you have are either you succeed or you fail. But the approach was completely different this year. To look at myself and go, we're actually going to try this, and not just give 80% effort. We are going to give 100% of your focus and effort to this. And if it doesn't work, well, at least we know what to fix. But until that moment, you are going to commit yourself unapologetically to your task. That was very different for me. As a lot of my friends know and longtime listeners of the podcast will tell you, staying on task with ADHD is not really that's not really something I'm good at. And this year, I forced myself to really put my nose to the grindstone and not just keeping it there just for the sake of it, but focus deliberate effort. This year really made me realize that it wasn't just working on things that made a difference. It was the fact that I had to force myself out of my comfort zone. When I got to become a squad leader, the old squad leader asked me, he goes, hey, Bobby, do you think you could do this? I said, yeah, sure, I've done it before. I had done it for 2 days prior. But conceptually, I was like, yeah, I did it for 2 days. It's good enough. It's the same thing. And then all of a sudden, they thrust me in and said, hey, this is what you're doing. You have to be able to hang. Let's go, kid. And I did. And there have been struggles with that. I've messed up plenty of times, as I'm sure my squad would tell you. And that's how I know this year changed me for the better. A couple of years ago, if you would have asked me why something got messed up, I would have looked at the scenario and thought of every single excuse I could to deflect the blame for myself. As anyone that knows me, especially those that went through college with me,
You guys know that when I was teaching and something would go wrong with my lesson plan, oh, I would have an excuse ready on the tip of my tongue immediately for my professors. Every single time. It was never me. No, it was always, oh, well, this kid wasn't paying attention. Or, oh, well, this thing didn't happen exactly as it should have. And that threw my whole groove off. And this and that, I always had something, y'all. And this year, every time something gets messed up, I take a second, I step back, and I go, okay, where was the failure point? It was this. Okay, what happened? Did I really legitimately do everything in my power to make sure that I was successful in this task? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. 9 times out of 10, it's something that I could have done or adjusted better. Now, granted, I know that's a very slippery slope for a lot of people, and that's okay. But I think there's a lot of strength in being able to assess where you're at and what happens and take accountability for yourself and your actions. This year really pushed me out of my comfort zone even more so. Y'all, again, I've been applying for a big talk like this that I scored in February. I've been applying for these for, almost 5 years now. I've been grinding hard. I've gotten so many denial emails and text messages and phone calls and emails and all of it. I've been denied so many times. And I finally said, you know what? What's one more? What's one more no, dude? Literally the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to put yourself out there, you're going to be vulnerable, and somebody's going to look you in the face, digitally, and say, go away, we don't want it. And then I'm going to have to go back, tail between my legs, and go, yeah, well, okay. All right. I failed. And that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to fail. It's okay to mess up. Oh my goodness, I think that's what I'm trying to say in a lot fewer words is this year taught me the power of failure. My favorite thing that influencers do is they do a 2020, they do an end of year wrap up, be it for movies, be it for video games, be it for their own social media platform, whatever it is. And as I was looking back on this year, I don't want to say, oh, thank goodness 2022 is over. Get out of here. Get out of my life. I'm done with you. Bring in the new year. Hashtag new year, new me. Hashtag I'm going to go to the gym every single day. Hashtag progress. Right? No. I'm ushering 2022 out with a thank you. Thank you for showing me how it feels to be confident. Thank you for guiding me and giving me the lessons that I needed to learn at this point in my life. And thank you for the patience when I messed up. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to mess up. And most importantly, I want to extend that to all of my listeners. Thank you for being here. No, honestly, thank you for being here. You don't have to. You could be listening to anything else in the world, and you're choosing to listen to me rant. And I appreciate that. I would not be here doing what I do if it wasn't for all of you. And I mean that. I know that we had a little bit of a rough patch a couple months ago where I just went dark. I wasn't posting. I wasn't, my Facebook got hacked. The business account went down. The website went down. My personal Facebook went down. The Instagram account went down. It hurt. And even through all of that, y'all stayed. So many of you reached out to me and said, Bobby, hey, is everything all right? I just want to make sure everything's good. And having a community like that in my corner makes me feel like I could take on Mike Tyson without blinking. Now, granted, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I'm not about to try and throw hands with one of the best. No. But you guys really make me feel incredible. And I'm so thankful for that. I hope that when you're ushering in, or I hope that when you're ushering out 2022 and welcoming 2023, I hope that you've taken a lot of time to really figure out what it is that you want. I hope that you've given yourself the grace to dream big. I hope that you are able to look at what could be and not have that voice in your head that says, that's a little too much. Pull it back a little bit. Win. I hope so badly that that voice gets shut down and that you go, no, let's dream a little bit bigger. Let's have this dream be so big that it scares me. Because y'all, when you dream that big and you actually commit yourself to that, that's when life change happens. That is when those big moments happen. And even for those of you where 2022 is a year where you just made it through, I'm so proud of you for that. I know we talk on this podcast a lot about making these big gains and this big growth and having this giant spectacle, but it doesn't always have to be that. Don't overlook those little moments. Don't overlook those moments where you've just survived and you've just gotten through the day. That's okay. That is just as important as anything else in this world. In closing, 2022, thank you for the lessons that you've taught me. 2023, I've got some big plans on the horizon, and I hope you're ready for it. To all of my listeners, thank you so much for being the incredible people that you are. I love you so much. I hope you remember how important you are. I hope you realize that you matter. You matter. You make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. And even in your small interactions that might not mean much to you, to the people that are listening, to the people that you interact with, to the people that you even pass on the street every day, you make an impact on their day. I wish you all the best in this upcoming year. We will have an episode out for you in early January. Should be out on the 2nd. Might be out on the 3rd. We'll see. But thank you for being here. Thank you for rocking with me. I love you very much, and I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces!